Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ladies and gents, all things covered, listeners and viewers, once again, we back with another jam-packed show for you guys. You guys know how we do it. Football is right around the corner. The NFL season is right around the corner. Fantasy leagues are having their drafts all throughout the country. I was just a part of a big time fantasy draft this weekend. I got a few more coming up. And this player that we have on this episode, you better believe he will be taken high in most fantasy leagues draft. All SEC, unanimous All-American, John Mackey winner at Florida. Fourth overround pick in 2021, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. Pro bowler as a rookie. He's getting ready to enter in his second year in the National Football League. And some breaking news. Upcoming amateur golfer. Just got into the golf game. No other than the great Kyle Pitts. Kyle, number one, how you doing? Thank you for joining us. What's happening?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
It's a great day to be alive. Every day is a great day to be alive, and we got to take advantage of it. Man, let's talk about this real quick. You said you're starting to kind of take you're wiping the dirt off your clubs, to say the least, and you're hitting the golf course. How's that been going for you?
It's been going well. It's something that I tried to take up last year towards the end of the year seriously. So I started in January. And it just was something that during the year, I just go out there and to the range, and it may be a stressful week. And just go out there by myself, and it just be nobody out there, just quiet and it's peaceful. And it's just, you know, golf is a peaceful sport to me outside of competing.
No question. And when it comes to the competitive nature that you have, let's say in a year or so from now, you know, where do you see your golf game going?
I think it's going to be pretty good, and I'll be able to hang with some of the best of them. Cause I play with people who are really good, and I'm tired of, you know, shooting those high scores. So, You know, you're more experienced, more, you know, time will tell, and I'll be out talking more trash than I am.
No doubt. I mean, there's a lot we can talk about. Let's start in the beginning. Being a Philly product, this is a two-part question for you, by the way, Kyle. Being a Philly product, how did that help mold you into the player you are today? And what is the best spot in Philly to get a cheesesteak, Philly cheesesteak?
Okay, so part one, I say just that hunger of Philadelphia kids and football wise, they don't really get that exposure. You know, a lot of kids and upcoming high schoolers don't really take the chance to try and take those visits out of state. And, you know, me seeing the guys like Mark Webb, DeAndre Swift, Shaka Toney. The list goes on. Just saying those guys play in the biggest stages of football, playing Swift played in the Rose Bowl. Mark Webb, I went to high school with him at Archbishop Wood. Just seeing them go to Georgia, Clemson. They went out to USC. Just seeing them, you know, branch off and, you know, change the narrative, that kind of made me want to, you know, also do the same thing and, you know, go away from home and also play for the best conference in the nation. And the second part, I'd say the best cheesesteak is, for me, it depends. I'll say either Ishka Bibbles or I like Emiliano's.
Ishka Bibbles. Yes.
It's funny you mentioned Ishka Bibbles because I had to go to the Eagles training camp a few weeks ago, you know, for CBS, and I was watching training camp. So I was there for a few days. And one of my homeboys, who's a local product, he's from Philly, he told me about Ishka Bibbles. I was staying downtown. Yo, that was my first time, Kyle, ever having a Philly cheesesteak with pizza sauce.
What made you get the pizza sauce on it?
My homeboy told me to try the pizza sauce. He said, bruh, try the pizza sauce. It's going to change your life. And when I tried that pizza sauce.
Whoever told you that, don't do that again.
Huh?
Don't put pizza sauce. Maybe ketchup? Salt, pepper, ketchup, but not pizza sauce. You don't put marinara sauce in a cheesesteak.
Hold on, Kyle, before you just jump on my back, right? Listen to me. Usually I don't get pizza sauce. I don't. He told me to try it. I tried it. And I was hyped. It tastes real good. So you telling me don't do pizza sauce? Because usually I don't do, I do ketchup, you know, mayo, something like that. That's the type of guy I am when it comes to a cheesesteak.
Yeah, you got to do fried onions and mushrooms.
No question. I rock with that.
I don't know about the pizza sauce. That's a new one, actually. That's the first time. I thought you would have said cheese whiz, but you said pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce. I had the cheese on there and everything, but that pizza sauce really hit, man. That Ishka Bibbles, though. Shout out to Ishka Bibbles. If you're watching this, man, your cheese steaks were fire. You hear the great Kyle Pitts giving you guys some love as well. So that might be an endorsement deal for my guy. Philly, what's up, Ishka Bibble? He from the grill.
I have not had a good cheesesteak in about 2 years.
Oh, man, Ishka Bibble's got to get some to you right there, Flowery Branch, right?
Yeah, I need one. I love a cheesesteak in Georgia.
No doubt. So let's transition to when you decided, as you stated, you went out of state, traveled all the way down south to Gainesville. Gainesville is a boring place, by the way. For anyone who's never been to Gainesville, don't go. There's nothing good there. But did what you were doing. Your sophomore year had a real good year. But let's talk about your junior year. Absolute beast. What led to your breakout junior season? For you guys that have not been following Kyle Pitts, his junior year in just 8 games because of a pandemic shortened season in 2020, 12 touchdowns, unstoppable. Did whatever he wanted to do to whoever it was trying to guard him. But what led to that breakout campaign your junior year?
I would say just after my sophomore year, hearing all the negatives and knowing that I kind of had a shot to maybe leave early and maybe be a top pick if I put my mind to it. So I heard all the negative things and I was like, okay, I wrote those in my locker and I put, these are the things, you know, the necessary things you need to fix in order to be top 5, be top 10. And it was, I had a schedule and it was every game I'm looking at, I'm like, I'm gonna show them this game, I can do this and I can do it better than anybody else in the country. So I just told myself that every game and just, you know, let God do the rest.
Yeah, and he did the rest. He put you in position, and you took care of the opportunity. So that led to, you know, you getting drafted as high as you did. But for the pre-draft workouts and things like that, man, you're 6'6", 246, ran 4.44 at your pro day. Do you think you're faster than that 4.44 that you clocked?
I think that was the consensus time because someone told me I run a 4.39, so I'm going to stick with that. That's what I tell people. I run a 4.39, so that was the consensus 4.4 flat. But I think I'm faster than that. I'm faster than that 4.4.
Hey, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you ran your 40, but you wasn't even running straight.
Yeah, I did. I did swivel.
You were swiveling like a snake. So just imagine if you were running straight, what that 40 time would have actually been.
Yeah, I closed my eyes for that 1 second. That's what happened.
You closed your eyes?
For that 1 second, too long.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, but that tells you how fast you still ran official 4.44. At what point did you realize you were the highest drafted tight end in NFL history? And is that something that you were aware of when it comes to tight end positions in the draft? Were you aware of the highest drafted guy before you were selected?
No, I wasn't really reading into that, or I didn't really know about that till after the draft. that wasn't something I was thinking about or like a thing where I wanted to do that. But obviously, I definitely wanted to be the first pass catcher off the board. And, you know, God let me be fourth pick. So that was you know, a great thing.
And oh, by the way, you had that suit was fly. You still got that suit?
I do have it. Thank you.
Yeah, that suit. Well, you might have to bring it out for one of the road trips, man. Just, you know, let them know.
Yes, he's back. I can bring that one back out.
Man, you know what? You got to bring that out for a big occasion. It got to be like a NFC championship game or, you know, something like that, right?
Okay, I got you. That sounds
good. Yeah, that suit was fly. Let's talk about your rookie campaign. By week five of the NFL season, your rookie year, you had your first 100-yard game, 9 catches. When did you really start to feel comfortable as a rookie and feel like you can dominate like you did in the collegiate level?
I would say kind of like you said, around that time, around a slowly beginning, around like that Miami-London game, I started to get a better feel for it, but I wouldn't say comfortable. I would say I had a better feel for it. I was playing a little faster during the year, just trying to, you know, gradually get better on my game speed and just seeing things faster. But I definitely wouldn't say comfortable is a word. But this year, I would say less anxious
out there. Yeah.
But not comfortable.
Yeah. I like it. So for this season, the second campaign for you, looking at how successful you were, people noticing that you're a baller, you know what I mean? Impactful player. What's the key for you in finding the end zone more in 2022?
Just winning my matchup and letting everything else fall in place. Win it faster, win it easier so the quarterback sees me faster. And just, you know, like I said, win my matchup and, you know, let God do the rest.
Is there any part of you, are you a guy like in the huddle, you're in the red zone, Marcus is your quarterback, you hear a play call, hey Marcus, give it to me. Like, do you have that in you sometime when you in the red zone, you like, man, listen, I got action over here, come on, give it to me. Is that part of you, is that in your DNA?
I'm slowly gaining that confidence. Last year I definitely had that, but this year I'm slowly, you know, gaining it, and I'm like, all right, I'm killing them. I'm feeling a little better, but it's slowly coming into my DNA.
Hey, we'll put it in there. That's the type of guy you are. I've heard people refer to you as a mutant in a good way because of your size, your measurables, your speed and everything. And avatar, man, listen, I used to play corner. Man, if you line up 6'6 on me, hey, it might be, I gotta buckle up. So you already know what time it is. I didn't draft you this year so far in my first fantasy league, so I didn't draft you, but I want to see you go out, get in the huddle in the red zone. Kyle, every time, throw me the ball. Tell him, just throw me the ball. That's it. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
So let's do this. I don't know if you're a video gamer, but of course, you know, Madden ratings come out every offseason. Players be aware of what the ratings are. What bothers you the most when you look at your rating? They gave you an 87 overall. But of course, I heard you, you know, you express how unhappy you was with your pass block and your run block. They gave you a 59 and 56. What bothered you the most about your Madden rating?
Definitely those two are my strength. Those are the three that's major to me. I mean, I didn't really read too much into it, but it's like, okay, that's what they had me at. And I just had to, you know, raise it this year and show them that that's going to be way higher.
No question. I mean, listen, one thing about Kyle Pitts, I know coming out of college, you caught passes all the time. But when you really watch the film, for film junkies, you put in work when your hand is in the dirt as well. That's what people don't realize. Like, you're not getting drafted top five just to catch passes playing tight end. No, this is a guy that does not mind blocking and he wants to block, but people only see the glitz and the glamour. They don't see everything else that goes into your position. But go ahead, prove the Madden Raiders wrong this year and go ahead and do what you've been doing plus more. Let's break down the quarterback room for all our fans, all our listeners and our viewers, man. I can tell you this much, Kyle, I got to keep it real. I was surprised to see how efficient the offense has been throughout preseason, throughout training camp. So applaud you guys and your teammates, because I was a bit surprised to see how good Marcus Mariota looked with the offense and then Desmond Ridder. But break down the offense, the quarterback room, to say the least, man. Talk about the chemistry that you have with all the quarterbacks in that room and your expectations for Marcus Mariota being the starter.
I wouldn't say it's like a set level of relationship I have with both quarterbacks. It's just every day is growing, and the reps that we take every day, and routes on there and team on the side, I may have stumbled on the play. So I asked Marcus, let me see that again. Just those type of reps, just gaining them on and off the field. Just the relationships with both of them is just important. So, you know, it's steadily growing, and, you know, the better it is, the better we'll play.
Yeah, and talking about your former quarterback, Matt Ryan, who is a Falcon legend, to say the least. You know, he got traded away, but talk about some of the things you learned from Matt Ryan during your rookie campaign and playing with him.
I learned a lot from Matt. He would always tell me, mentally win the game. Like, if you win the game mentally, you'll win. And to know the game plan front and back, know what your opponent's going to do, his strengths, his weaknesses, that's something that's important to help you win in your matchup. So just winning that at the start of the week and just your preparation, that's important as well. And just those two things kind of stuck with me.
Yeah. And talking about another Falcon legend at the quarterback position, when you were younger, yes, I did my research, Kyle. When you were younger, you got a Michael Vick signed jersey, right? And then last year, you had an opportunity to sign a jersey for him. What was that moment like for you?
That was awesome, because everybody's a big fan, and I, you know, I rocked his cleats, so I'm a super.
The Mike Vicks were hard, right? When he had them out,
definitely, and just to do that, I just was kind of like the world just spinning 360. You know, he was the biggest at that point, and I feel like I'm slowly, you know, now I'm playing for his old team, so it's just, you know, it was only right.
No question, and growing up for you, I understand you were a big Mike Vick fan, but did you have any other sport idols growing up, you know, as a youngster?
I would say Vic, LeBron, and I like Tony Gonzalez a lot. I used to watch him a lot.
No question. Have you had an opportunity to either meet Tony Gonzalez or LeBron in person yet?
No, I talked to Tony on the phone. I talked to him on the phone a couple times, yeah. But that's about it.
Okay, but and having LeBron got to get you in the shop, then you got to go out west and get on the shop.
That'd be lovely.
No question. What about, you know, most recent first round of Drake London? We know he's been dealing with some injuries. I was a huge Drake London fan, by the way, coming from SC. But what have you seen from him when he's been healthy on the grass in regards to what type of player he can be for your offense?
He's a quiet killer. He doesn't say much, but he just puts his head down and he works every day. He goes out there and does, you know, he wins his matchups over there. So I would say from the ones that I do see, he wins. And, you know, I'm not really too invested in receiver room. I just been, you know, trying to get the tight end win as, you know, as best as we can and do our job. But, you know, when I see him compete, it's to a high level.
Has there been one player on the offensive end, Kyle, that has really surprised a lot of people based on the play, based on how consistent they've been? Like, man, listen, man, this dude can really ball. We kind of like wasn't expecting this. Is there a player that you that has caught your eye throughout training camp and preseason offensively?
I mean, I think we all can say Jarrett Bernhardt, he's a top lacrosse player, and he's a top dog over here in the NFL. And Bernie's one of the coldest dudes I've seen, and his lacrosse tape is great too. So he's already shifty, but no, he's a great receiver, and you know I'm excited to see what this year has for him.
No question. Last question before we transition to the superlative part of our show. What kind of tone will be set week one when the Falcons host the rival, the New Orleans Saints?
It's going to be there, just what you think it's going to be. It's when the first game start the season right. Start off 1-0 and just worry about things day by day and, you know, win weekly. Just worrying about your week coming up and then win that game, and then the rest will take care of itself.
What's your cleat game going to look like week one? Because I know you're a Jordan Brand guy. You know what I mean? I know you be rocking some heat. You already got an idea what you're going to have on your feet week one?
You're going to have to see.
Oh.
I'm just playing.
What you got?
It's just some low top ones. I'm a regular guy.
I like what color? You're going to do the red and black with a little bit of white? Because when y'all played against, who that was you played against? You had the all white joints on when you played against the Jets. Yeah, I'm a cleat guy. I like the all white, but I guess if you're gonna wear the all, if y'all wearing the all black for week one, right? If you're wearing all black for week one, you can't wear all white. You got to give me something with some black, some color in it a little bit.
Why you say that?
Because I just think that all black, when you got the black jersey, black pants, black helmets, man, and on your feet, it got to be something with black in it.
Okay, all right.
Or you can do black and white, like the panda color. You know, like the panda dunks.
Okay. I have those in cleats, actually.
That's what you might do.
Okay.
That's what you might do. But go ahead. I understand I'm a Seminole, but I got a good eye for cleats. Put that in the rotation for week one.
Okay. I got you.
And I can tell you this, hey Kyle, if you go out and catch 3 touchdowns and y'all win, you got to wear the same cleats week two.
Okay. Agreeable.
That's agreeable. Okay. I like it. So before we let you go, we're going to hit you with some rapid fire questions. We transition to the superlative part. I want your honest, unbiased answer. Now, a few weeks ago, we had the great Darren Waller on our show. And I asked Darren Waller to give me his top 5 tight ends currently in the National Football League. This is his list, right? His list, he had Mark Andrews at 5, Kyle Pitts at 4, George Kittle at 3, Travis Kelce at 2, and he had Darren Waller at 1. He had himself at number 1. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Kyle. Give me your top 5 tight ends in the league right now.
Definitely got to go Kyle Pitts number 1.
That's fair. Got you.
I'm going Travis at 2.
Uh-huh.
I'm going Darren at 3, actually.
Okay.
George at 4, and then Mark at 5.
Mark at 5. Boy, Lamar Jackson going to have something to say, because he had something to say about Darren Waller.
I'm going to switch.
No. This your list. Hold on. Don't let Lamar Jackson put no pressure. He ain't even
I'm switching. I'm switching. I'm putting Mark at 4. Put Mark at 4.
So who is at 5 now?
Oof.
So you putting Kittle at 5?
It's a tie for fourth.
So you got 4A and 4B.
Yeah, there's no 5.
All right. Okay. What's your list?
Same. This Mark and George is 4A and 4B.
Okay. This is your list. We got to deal with it. Next question for you. Which matchup gave you the most problems as a rookie? Is there a player that kind of was agitating you a lot?
I would say Stephon Gilmore and Jesse Jackson.
Okay. All right. Best weight for Kyle Pitts to play at?
250. Yeah.
Oh, you 250 moving like that?
I just got it. Yeah.
That ain't even fair. That's like a creative play on the Madden game. I'm glad I don't got to cover you. All right. Most hated pro rivalry?
Saints.
The Saints, week one, Saints. Okay. Do the Saints secondary guys talk a lot of trash?
The whole team do. The whole team does. That's just their aura.
That's what they do. They come in running their mouth a lot.
But that makes the game, you know, more fun.
No question. Last question for you before we let you go. Most hated college rival is who?
Oh my goodness. Your alma mater.
Don't do that.
Your alma mater, Florida State. Because y'all was not good and y'all talked the most trash.
What? No, we don't talk no more. We just show up. I mean, that's all. We don't do a lot of talking.
You did it. Yes, you do.
So let me ask you this question. Did you take a trip to Florida State when you came out of school, out of high school?
Not at all.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You took a visit to Tallahassee. You wouldn't end up in Gainesville.
I can't agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you wouldn't end up in Gainesville. Y'all heard him. If you would have took a trip to Tallahassee, you wouldn't end up in Gainesville.
No, because y'all are also in the ACC, and I want to play in the SEC.
Man, listen, if you, it doesn't matter. You know Florida State, that brand carries weight. You know that. Is that fair?
I'm 3-0 against Florida State.
You know what? Don't worry. I'll find a way to get in contact with you when Florida State play Florida this year, last game of the season, in Tallahassee. We're going to put a dinner bet on the line. How about that? I'm in Atlanta also. I live in Atlanta also.
Okay, bet. Let's do it. We'll make sure it's right.
Yeah. Whoever wins, we pick a restaurant in the city. It's on you.
Bet. I got you.
Sound like a plan.
It won't be on me. I'll treat because of how bad Florida going to win, but you'll be the loser.
We gonna see. Only time will tell. But I can tell you this one thing. I can tell you this much. Kyle Pitts is not a loser. Kyle Pitts is a winner, big time player. Man, one of the best to do it at his position. Only in year two, all SEC, all American, Pro Bowler, future All Pro. We're gonna throw that out into the world right now. All Pro this upcoming season. And week one, catch Kyle Pitts and his teammates at the crib, right? Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, New Orleans. Week one. All black uniforms with the Panda Jordan 1's cleats coming from BMAC.
Yes, sir.
Best of luck to you, Kyle. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.